Thanks a lot, Chris and Joan and Halsey. The first three poems I'm going to read here, Chris actually published online in his Pittsburgh Book Review. The first one kind of pays homage to a kind of a folksy Pittsburgh icon that we tend to do for the Blessed Mother. This is called Plastic Flowers. Queen of city steps and soot, Blessed Mother in a bathtub shrine, embracing slag, smoke, and hammers. Come adore her, plastic flowers never die. I've been thinking a lot about aging because I am aging and I'm turning gray and white and I recently retired, so I'm getting good at doing nothing. So this is this poem is called Gray to White. The small things become big in both the doing and the meaning. Years so long once, now going fast. You're here and you're this old. The small things become big, layered like lost smiles. The doing and the meaning, gray to white, ashes in a jar. I like crows, and when I walk my dog, I frequently encounter crows in the park, and sometimes I carry on conversations with them. And this is a poem, this is called Crow Heart. In the rain on the wire, on the cold bare branch, shadow in the autumn sky, crow sees me drunk, calls my name like a curse. Crow Heart. Lonely like mine. There's a reason for this loneliness, and the next three poems address that directly. On April 6th of 2020, my wife died suddenly of a heart attack. She was 61 years old, and it was during the pandemic. We were able to have no ceremony, and so we just kind of went on with life and had to quarantine for a long time after that. It took a little while, a few months, before I started writing about her, and these next three poems kind of address that. And the first poem is called Tammy. Every inch a mile and every clock eternity. I miss you. I stay drunk. I'm on my way. The next one I wrote in my backyard. I was sitting out there having a few beers and staring at my neighbor's house. And this is called 3 months now. The side of my neighbor's house looks like a yellow brick skull with a green hedge beard and dirty window eyes. It watches past the driveway, watches me drink backyard beer, watches while I kiss the silver pipe. Watches like it knows something I don't, but I do. Gone 3 months now, she's not coming back. Everything has its own color, I suppose, in this. This is called The Color of Absence. The color of passion, the color of blood, the color of penance. The color of iron when malleable. The color of a bruise that's almost pretty. The color of absence. The color of wings clipped too young. The color of dreams where we touch and you're still here. Impossible color. The last three poems deal with friendship, and when we have a trauma and a tragedy, you do find out who your friends are, and people come out of the woodwork that you haven't spoken to till decades. And this one is for a friend of mine, Susan P. We went to high school, we graduated together in 1973, reconnected on Facebook, got to talking, and realized we hadn't had any contact since high school graduation. So essentially it was 47 years. But when I first reached out, the first I saw Susie, I was going to communicate with her. First thought I had was remembering meeting her at a freshman dance where my cousin introduced us. It was where the freshmen could get to know each other. Catholic school, Southside Catholic. It's no longer there. But I was struck by her beauty. I was stunned, and I never made a move, although I did dance with her because I just sort of figured I was out of my league. So I let it go. And we were friendly throughout high school, but not in any sort of romantic sense. So anyway, when I first got in touch with Susie, first thing she says to me is, remember how much fun we had at the dances. And she told me she enjoyed dancing with me because she knew I was safe. I didn't know how to take that, if that was a compliment or not. But anyway. So then she said to me, well, write me a poem. And I said, well, okay, you know, we'll see. And sure enough, it came. And there's a reference to a number of songs here that I think you know, that you might pick up on if you're a certain age. But anyway, beginning with the title, this is called Color My World for Suzanne P. We danced with nuns watching. Keep your distance, move your hands. Guarding the dark places where we might disappear. Color my world. Stay in my corner. Only love can break your heart. Didn't I blow your mind this time? And more. Walking home to different lives, we touched but never kissed. Kept walking to where we are right now. And continuing the theme of friendship, there was a wonderful place half a mile from my house here in the North Hills called the Coffee Buddha. And that shut down in February of 2020. And the last literary event they hosted there was the launch of my book, Tilted World, that Chris published through Logos Press. That was wonderful. That was in February. And then on February 29th, because that was a leap year, they had a final thing there where they had a local band called the Hedonism Bots and a lot of fun. And people got together and had a wonderful time. And one of the best friends I made up at the Coffee Buddha was a young lady named Megan Bell. She was a barista and a poet, and she went on to do other things, but she came back for this farewell, and we spent a lot of time together that night talking about friendship, about life, etc. And when I got home, I wrote this poem for her, and this is called Carried Where We Go for Megan at the Coffee Buddha. Beauty blossoms new each day. If we fix our eyes to see it, wisdom comes with age. If we keep the door ajar, there will be pain, there will be loss. What we hold will shatter, but hearts bind in the dark. Love follows light. Friends are folks we didn't know who arrive unexpected and never leave. Carried where we go. And the last poem I'll leave you with is for my friend Nicole, who was fighting some of her own battles and I think began to come out on top and find herself. And she told me she always wanted purple hair. She was in her 40s and she decided, to hell with it, I'm going to dye my hair purple. And she did. And then she also did her first podcast, kind of launched a new life for herself. So this was for Nicole, but it's really for all of us because we all have our own shit to deal with in life. But somehow I still remain optimistic. So we'll see. But this is called Purple Hair and Podcasts for Nicole. Pain shapes our paths in ways we'd rather not walk. Yet we arrive, voices breaking air, still sexy. Thanks a lot. That's going to do it for me tonight. I look forward to hearing the rest of you read.